I'll have a blue Christmas.
It is 9:10 now, and you know what? When I was a kid, I never understood this song, A Blue Christmas. How could you have a blue Christmas? But as you get a little older, you see a lot of people do have blue Christmas seasons. Joining us is Dr. Kathleen Hall, who's founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and Stress Institute. Why does this happen? It seems like such a wonderful time of year for us all to celebrate. Why do some people really get themselves into a funk this time of year, Dr. Hall?
Yeah, good morning, Mike and Brennan. Because, do you know that almost 6% of people this time of year have a slight depression called seasonal affective disorder? So a lot of us, because of lack of light and darkness, have it anyway. But this season brings up a lot of emotional issues for people, too, like financial stress. Also, when you've lost somebody, the grief of someone that you've loved, the loss of a marriage or something. And also, a lot of people get just overwhelmed because of the over-commercialization. And a lot of people, too, have unrealistic expectations of what the holiday is supposed to be.
Yeah. And we can often get lonely at this time, too, if we're maybe separated from family members. Then you look around and see everyone else who's so happy. Does that have an impact as well?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Because then you say, what's wrong with me? And, you know, not only do people live long distances from each other these days, there's a whole lot of family isolation and separation and fighting with different people. And the other side of the coin is one of the great things to do this holiday season when you feel that way, consider calling somebody you've had an argument with or disgruntled with. And even if you can't call them, if that's too frightening, write it down and send them a note if it's even too scary to write them an email. Miracles can happen this time of year because a lot of people, their hearts are more open than other times of the year.
You know, I think you make a really good point about the fact that there are things we can do if, for some reason or not, you find yourself in the blues this time of year. There's a way to get out of it. You don't have to stay in that state of a funk.
No, you don't. And one of the greatest things to do, I found out with people over the years, is to volunteer. The normal thing, it's like an animal that gets hurt, or if you're hurt, you want to go in a cave, go, you know, withdraw. So volunteer somewhere, even if it's online because you're afraid to do it in person. Follow your passion. Somebody like me, it's animals. They need people desperately to volunteer this time of year. Audubon Society, ski clubs, all of these people have activities and they have ways of giving back. And you can also Google in your area what places you can volunteer. You're going to find new friends. You're going to find common ground with people. And also, don't think you have to do the same thing over and over again. Celebrate in a new way. Right. Try new food. Go to somebody else's house. Decorate even though you don't want to do it. It's amazing that even putting a poinsettia, putting a small tree up with a light on the top of it, anything that brings you back home to yourself.
Or you can have your bills sent to another address.
And we're all very happy.
I sent you the Elvis record, and I sent you my bills, too. So
Dr. Kathleen Hall, founder and CEO of the Mindful Living Network and Stress Institute, thank you so much.
Redskins, thank you, Dr. Hall. Redskins.